Shatterproof, How to Thrive in a World of Constant Chaos, and Why Resilience Alone Isn't Enough. Written and read by Tasha Urich. To my chosen family, most especially Sarah Gibson Daly, my dearest friend, Marshall Goldsmith, my honorary dad, and Alan Mulally, my fiercest supporter. The world breaks everyone, and afterward, many are strong at the broken places. Ernest Hemingway, A Farewell to Arms. Introduction, One Setback Away from Breaking. Ever resilient Emily will never forget the day she collapsed under the weight of a feather. One chilly February morning, Emily was completing a routine kindergarten drop-off before heading to work. As the wind stung her cheeks, she warily hoisted 5-year-old Clark from her Subaru. Her mind was racing faster than her footsteps, filled with the day's overflowing to-do list and a growing concern for her son's well-being. Clark had been different lately. Sullen, defiant, uncooperative. At home, tantrums erupted frequently and without warning. At school, his teachers were increasingly worried about his disruptive behavior. Earlier that week, Clark had tearfully confessed to being bullied by an older girl in his class, leaving Emily and her husband with nothing to do but stew as they waited for a meeting with the principal the following Monday. Then, as Emily and Clark hurried across the school parking lot, her dejected son pointed out a child walking with her mother. "That's her, Mama. That's Greta, the one who picks on me." No one who knew Emily, including Emily herself, could have predicted what happened next. I saw red. I marched over, pulling Clark behind me by his little hand, and I honestly lost my mind. Her voice trembling with fury, she confronted the little girl. "You," she pointed an accusatory finger, "you need to stop picking on my son." Greta's mom instinctively stepped in front of her daughter, demanding that Emily address the issue through the proper channels. Instead, Emily impulsively seized a bag of school supplies from the woman's grip. Soon, the two mothers were in a tug of war over glue sticks and glitter as their bewildered children looked on. The altercation was eventually broken up by two parents, and Greta's mom threatened to call the police. "Thank God no one had their phone out," Emily said. "If that went online, I'd lose my job, at best. And just imagine how this will look to the principal. I'm the crazy woman who raised a crazy child." The truth is, Emily was anything but crazy. On the contrary, I knew my friend to be a master juggler of life's endless demands, a loving wife and mother of two young children who seamlessly balanced her family life with her taxing role as a nurse practitioner at a local hospital, all while constantly showing up for her extended family and friends. She'd even started a weekend business selling beauty products to boost her kids' college funds. Emily had always faced life's challenges with unwavering resolve and positivity, including during her husband's recent health crisis. But that winter morning, she finally snapped. As Emily told me about the parking lot brawl, I learned that my seemingly cool and collected friend had felt the cracks forming for some time. Stress was materializing more often and hitting harder across multiple areas of her life. At work, constant pressure to do more with less left her falling farther and farther behind as she struggled to keep up with an ever-expanding to-do list. Like many high achievers, the thought of asking for help made Emily queasy. Not just because it signaled that she couldn't handle everything, but also because she knew that everyone else was just as swamped as she was. Clark's issues weighed particularly heavily on her. Most nights, Emily lay awake, watching the red numbers on her alarm clock tick upward, wondering where she'd gone wrong as a parent. Months earlier, when her husband initially raised concerns about Clark's behavior, Emily was already in a nearly constant overwhelmed state. At a loss for how she could handle one more problem, she'd suggested a wait-and-see approach, a response she now regretted at a cellular level. To the outside observer, Emily had appeared to have everything under control. But on the inside, she was